Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, folks. 1 o'clock in the District of Columbia, wherever you may be across the great globe. Hell, playoff week, people listening everywhere. Strizzy continues his domination. Strizzy first to check in on the chat this morning. He said, good morning, fam. Hope everybody is fully recovered. F the loins. I don't know if he meant loins or if he misspelled lions, but either way, I'm cool with it. We could just
call him. I think he meant lions.
We could loin them up all week.
What loins are you talking about?
I don't know. Jeff's. Also, we're hoping to track down Brian Baldinger here in just a minute. Baldy's a fantastic guest. If you're listening all afternoon, Grant and Danny are going to have Clinton Portis at 3, Austin Eckler at 5, and Ross Tucker at 6. Some exciting stuff there. I imagine everybody is just listening to us all week, frankly, with playoff football upon us.
Yep.
Did anything stand out to you from Dan Quinby?
Nah. Dan is always on point. Let's go to Baldy.
All right. We got Brian Baldinger joining us now. You can follow Baldy at BaldyNFL on Twitter and Instagram. Baldy, what's going on, man? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. It's good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you making time for us, our Odyssey NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. Check out the Best Football Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Baldy, let's start with what Washington has been able to do this year and then Sunday night in Tampa. Jaden Daniels is just absolute nails when he's got the ball in his hand late in the game.
The kid's unflappable. I mean, he's unbelievable. You can't get him to turn it over. The guy doesn't slide, doesn't protect him. He's going for gold every time he puts the ball in his hands. And, you know, the throws now to Dyami Brown, to McLaurin, to Zach. I mean, he's finding the open receivers over and over again. And, you know, Todd Bowles, for the second time this year, he blitzed them and pressured him and all that. And nothing seems to really bother the kid right now. And he's just got his eyes up. And his suddenness to avoid pressure, to avoid sacks or hits or whatever, it's second to none. He's just an amazing, amazing rookie. And there's a reason why the Commanders have 14 wins this year right now and looking for number 15.
Have you ever seen a rookie that play like that?
No, B-Mitch. I mean, we've been around this game our whole lives, Brian, and I can't think of anybody that has come in and played like this, to play at this level, with as many new faces, you know, different centers, different left tackles, different running backs. I mean, the roster has changed throughout the year. Nothing, the only thing that hasn't changed is his consistency. And, you know, outside of getting hit in Carolina and, you know, that rib probably bothered him for a week or two, I mean, the guy has been, he's just been money all year. And the thing that amazed me, Brian, honestly, why I cut you off. I didn't mean, I was just joking with you, Brian. But, you know, the thing that's amazing to me is he calls the whole game at the line of scrimmage in a shotgun. And he's on the road in Tampa. It doesn't matter where he's at. I've seen him in Philly play. Like, it doesn't matter about the atmosphere. He's getting everybody lined up. He's getting the snap on time. He doesn't seem surprised by anything. And he's calling the whole game. Like, we have never seen anything like this before.
It's really – listen, you're talking – we haven't seen anything like this across the entire NFL. For Washington fans, they haven't seen anything like this.
I mean, the
quarterback drought has been even worse than the playoff drought, and it's something that really is remarkable and allows for Commanders fans, I think, to feel really, really good for the long haul, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I remember I called Dan Quinn up during OT, during they had a mini camp in early June. And it was kind of close to the meeting. But I asked Dan if I could just come. I just wanted to watch Jaden, talk to Cliff, whatever. So he invited me, let me come. So I remember I met Jaden Daniels for the first time. So, you know, hey, nice kid, very polite, soft-spoken, all the stuff that you've seen. And then I remember talking to him, you know, like before, you know, one of the games this year, maybe the Bear game, whatever it was. And he's the exact same guy as he was in June. And that, I think everybody gets that sort of treatment from him. He's very soft-spoken. He looks you right in the eye. Like, he doesn't look agitated or nervous or anything. He's just himself. And that's what everybody has said about him from the very beginning, from when he first, you know, showed up at camp until now. Like, he's the same guy every day. And it doesn't matter how big the game is, how big the moment is. Like, you can see it. Like, he's got a nice little soft smile that he's got when something really good happens. But he generally is in charge in his own way. And it's just remarkable to watch.
It really is. It really is. Baldy, let's switch it over to the defensive side of the ball, right? Because I thought Washington honestly played pretty good defense in Tampa against a team that can really be explosive. What did you think of Washington's defensive performance against Tampa and maybe what they can take going against a really, really tough Detroit offense?
Well, look, I'm a Marshawn Lattimore fan. I have been since, you know, he came out of Ohio State. But, you know, they've tried to match him up now with these receivers and with Mike Evans, and it's not working. Now, I don't know if there's a matchup that they figure he can, whether it's Amon-Ra, he can't play Jameson Williams. He's just too fast. Marshawn can't stone him at the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, outside of that, you know, they finally switched. I mean, Evans was doing whatever he wanted to do against them. So I think outside of that, I thought they played really good. I thought B-Wags and Luvu and the front, I thought they limited the explosive runs that Bucky Irving had been getting. They made him earn all their rushing yards. And they limited, you know, Baker with his scrambles and what he can do off the scrambles and some of the big plays that he created all year. And obviously, you know, when they had the two mishaps in the fourth quarter, whether it was the fly sweep to Jalen McMillan and B-Wags was right on top of it, or, you know, later in the quarter when the ball gets snapped early and the play gets blown up. You know, those things, those were mistakes by the Bucs, but they capitalized on those mistakes.
So as they go into this game, if the Commanders were to get an upset, a victory against them, what has to happen?
Well, they can't turn it over, Brian. They can't turn it over. They got to play mistake-free. This is a great offense, and nobody has been able to slow them down. They've got Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams can score from anywhere on the field, so you got to tackle the catch. You can't let these guys get started. And then they've got Joe Witt, Dan Quinn. They got to figure out ways to get to Jared Goff. I mean, in week 18, the Vikings got to him. He threw two interceptions that day. They got some good pressure, some good blitzes, and so I don't know that they can just beat this offense line man on man. I don't believe that, you know, Dorrance Armstrong or Dante Fowler, I don't believe they can beat these tackles just one-on-one. I think they're going to have to get some overload pressures. They're going to have to take some chances with the blitz and get to Goff and force them into some mistakes. I think if they could do that, I think the way Jaden Daniels is extending drives, beating the pressures, making key throws on the move. Like, I think those are things that you can build on, but that's not going to be enough because they're not running the ball great right now. And I don't think they're going to run the ball great in the game. But I do think there's plays that they can make. They just can't give Detroit any short fields or any turnovers like that. And if they can steal a possession, whether it's special teams or anything like that, or turnovers, like, that would go a long ways to keeping the game close and tight like it was the other day in Tampa, and having a chance to win it like they did on the final drive.
Right. And I think that's the key for Washington is stay within striking distance and then let Jaden do what he does late. We are talking with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. You can, of course, follow him on Twitter, at BaldyNFL. Does a tremendous job, Twitter and Instagram, posting clips, helping folks understand the intricacies of football, specifically blocking and defensive scheming. I recommend it, at BaldyNFL is how you follow him. Baldy, let's go elsewhere in the league. I think the biggest matchup by a mile is going to be Ravens-Bills. Lamar versus Allen. Mm. Two guys that are just chasing the ghost of Patrick Mahomes, trying to get breakthrough and get to that Lombardi level. What do you like in this matchup? It's going to be fascinating.
I like Lamar and Derrick Henry. Like the last time they played in late September when, you know, Derrick Henry went 87 yards on the first play of the game. I don't think he's going to do that again. But, I mean, the Steelers have played the Ravens three times in the last 8 weeks, and they look like they had no idea how to stop what they're doing. I mean, they ran for 300 yards. They ran for 250 yards the first time Buffalo played. Like, that challenge to Buffalo is huge because it's not just Lamar and Derek. I mean, it's Lamar's ability to make every good throw, see the field the way he's seeing it, make good decisions with the football. Like, I mean, it's going to be a tough matchup for Buffalo. But, you know, Josh Allen certainly wants – he'd like that MVP. He's going to try to show the world that he's worthy of it, and head-to-head competition might be the best way to decide it. So I think you'll get the best of Josh. They've got a very good offensive line. They're a real strength. They're one of the three best offensive lines here in the postseason. They were great last week, and I think they'll be good against a very good pass rush defensive line of the Ravens. Chuck Smith has really helped out that pass rush and how he coaches Adafe Owe and Matabike and Van Noy. He's really been instrumental. But I feel like this is Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry's game. Derrick Henry has been phenomenal. He doesn't look like he's like any of these carries this year has slowed him down at all. He was awesome last week. And I feel like those two in combination are going to be tough for Buffalo to stop.
So the MVP award, is that a regular season award?
Well, it is, but I don't believe it should be. I believe
well, I'm, the question I'm asking, though, have they voted on that already?
I believe – I don't know, actually, Brian. I think they have voted. I think they have voted. It's just released at a later date, and there hasn't been any leaks about it. But it's voted on by the end of the season. So it's already been decided, but I feel like, especially when you get this type of matchup, that you should just let these postseason games play out before you give the award to somebody.
So B and I were talking about it, and we don't know the answer. And we were like, you know, if they haven't voted on it and they're going to have this game this week, it's obviously this game is going to impact it. But, you know, all pros ever already out, all that, so maybe they have voted on it. Let's go elsewhere around the NFL this weekend. Not a lot of people expecting much out of KC Houston. You know, Kansas City, Andy Reid coming off a bye is pretty darn difficult. You think anything different there? It could be wild if the way Houston played against the Chargers.
Yeah, but do you think Mahomes will throw four interceptions the way Justin Herbert did? Like, I think that's going to happen. Like, I don't foresee anything like that. They've fixed their offensive line. They moved Joe Tooney to left tackle. Last 3 weeks, I mean, their offense never looked better. They're getting all the guys back healthy on defense. Charles Omenihu, Jalen Watson, the whole defense is back healthy right now. You give Chris Jones 3 weeks to rest and let him go play in a playoff game. He's usually one of the more dominant people on the field that day. Like, I think, you know, I mean, Houston played great last week. They got the turnovers. CJ was really, really good in what he did. It was a Joe Mixon game. I thought it would be. He got 25, 26 carries, but I don't see that happening against Kansas City this week. Not with the rest. Not with Steve Spagnuolo on the other side. Not this time of year.
Baldy, last one. Rams going into Philly. Can McVay keep it going, and can they run like that against the Eagles?
I feel like they're getting the short stick in this whole playoff picture. I mean, they just played last night on the road. Now they got to get on the road on Saturday and come to Philly. They're going to have a short week to begin with. The Eagles went up there, and Saquon had his best day ever. against them. They had 550 yards of offense. Every game is different, so I'm sure Sean McVay, Shula, they'll have a different game plan. But Philadelphia is just so much better in the trenches. And so no matter how good Stafford is, he's going to get hit in this game. He's going to get hit by Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith. And so, you know, can he throw the type of throws he made last night when he was pretty much upright all night? I feel like this is the Eagles' game. Even if the quarterback, you know, has a pedestrian game like he had on Sunday in their win against Green Bay.
Baldy, thank you for making time for us, man. Appreciate you, dude.
Hey, enjoy it, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. Enjoy it this weekend.
All right, bro. Thank you.
Definitely going to be fun. That's Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check out the Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. B, what do you expect to be a better game between Chiefs, Texans, and Rams, Eagles?
I think the Rams, Eagles one would be tougher. I'd be a better game because I'm not looking for a one-sided blowout. I think Kansas City is going to handle that game. I think when you look at the Lions, the Rams, they can run the ball, and they have two receivers that can work you. Got extra guys out there as well. Higbee had a great game last night. But the Eagles, their defense has been good. And offensively with Saquon, you know, he opens up things for those receivers and things like that. So I think it'll come down to quarterback play. Will Jalen be like he was a few years ago? Or will he be like he's been this year? As of late, Jalen has been a little erratic when it comes to completing and being not throwing interceptions.
Have you looked at his stat line from the wild card game?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he was 13 of 21. 13 of 21 for 131 yards and two touchdowns. Now, they did enough to win the game. That game was honestly, it was 16-10 for a while, so it was kind of in doubt. But offensively, they were. Saquon was pretty good. He went for a 120.
See, if he's doing that, you can ride that.
They were 2 of 11 on third down.
Yeah.
2 of 11. If they don't get four turnovers, and you got to credit them for getting the four turnovers, but four turnovers and you win by 12 is...
Hey, it's playoffs, brother.
Yeah. I mean, anything happens.
Think about it.
And they get to be at home.
They cause turnovers.
Yep.
They get them. And you can't depend on it every week, but if you are constantly picking them up, that means you got a knack of getting it done.
Yeah, I mean... It's the effort Philly, the game Philly played against Green Bay, in my opinion, won't be enough to get it done against the Rams, but there is nothing to say they will deliver the same offensive game they did against.
Yeah, I know. I agree with what Baldy said. He won't have all that time he had like he had last night.
Sure.
The Eagles are going to get to him.
Yeah.
And one thing, I don't care what quarterback it is. If the quarterback start getting hurt, they don't perform the same.
Totally.
If they start getting hit, not hurt, you start getting hit, they don't perform the same.
Divisional round of the playoffs. Checking in with all the boys in the aquarium. What's the best matchup this weekend? Might be the one Saturday night. Nobody go anywhere. Be Mitch Finley.